Hello and welcome to Reggie's Recess. I am your host, D. Reggie Rogers. And ladies, are you ready to find your twin flame? Are you ready to learn how to find the right man who loves you in spirit? Well, I am C. Reggie Rogers, the number one relationship coach, and I'm the author of the book Love at First Spirit. And as always, you know I've got a great show lined up for you tonight. And this whole month, we have been honored to have celebrities throughout this month. And so tonight I have a special guest who is coming from the adult world, and I am so anxious and I am awaiting with great anticipation, expectation for the delightful dialogue that she and I will have tonight as we continue on this dating goals and do you know what you're looking for. And my guest tonight is none other than Gina West. Gina West, how are you?
Good, good, good. How are you? Hello, hello.
I am doing amazing. First of all, Gina, let me just say to you, I'm very appreciative that you took time out of your schedule to come and to be a part of Reggie's Recess. And my objective is to always give real talk on real relationships. And so tonight, nothing's going to change. We're going to give real talk on real relationships. And so I introduced you saying that you are in the adult video world, and you come from that world, and you know Gina West, I'm sure for some that's a household name in that world, and people know you. But I often find that I always wanted to do an interview, you know, with a porn star, because I think that people don't think that you guys can really have a relationship. I think that people, you know, and I feel like it doesn't mean that you can't have a love life off camera. And I think people think that you cannot have a love life off of camera. And I think that people always believe that your lives are always scripted. You know, they think that you're always acting out the scripts in the bedroom, even off camera. And so I wanted to talk to you about dating goals and do you know what you're looking for. And I wanted to talk to you in particularly about dating. You know, when I say to you dating, Gina, and particularly, I want to know, like, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say dating? Dating Gina, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Well, gosh, dating Gina, off limits, usually. That's the first thing that comes to my mind. But, I mean, I'd like to be in a serious relationship sometime soon. I know dating's different for me than, like you said, it's hard in the adult industry. A lot of the guys, they tend to think that you are acting in a certain way. It takes a strong man to be with me. So when you say dating, it's almost like impossible.
So you think when I say the word dating, the first word that comes to your mind is impossible? That's what you think?
Well, that's what I feel. And like, you know, when you're going to find that right one, like if you're ever going to. But I have a feeling I could. But it's just been, many years alone, so.
Wow.
And I mean,
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that there is this assumption from most guys that you want to engage with people's, and here's a word, I'm going to try to be as nice as I can possibly, but do you think that there is an assumption from most guys that you want to engage with people's erections at all times? And so do you think that makes it hard for someone to take you serious as it relates to dating?
You know, when they get to know me, it doesn't. But in the beginning, when they, you know, they have the awe of, oh, my God, I want to date Gina West. You know, and I have a lot of people that request it, too. And, you know, I want to get to know you. But they don't really want to get to know me. They want to get to know the porn star or the adult star, I should say. but in so many terms, when I'm out in public and I'm, you know, meeting people for the first time, if I see somebody that I could possibly be attracted to and I go over to start talking to, until they find out who I am, everything's peachy keen. You know, it feels like, they're attracted, they're this and that, and then, of course, I never lie in my in my life, I never lie about anything, and I don't have to. And I feel if you have to lie, then that's not the right one. But so, it ends up coming out, what do you do? And then you'll start saying, well, I'm an adult star, and I do a lot of adult films. Then, of course, they have to look you up. But, yeah, so it kind of changes. The game changes. I've had a serious relationship one time, but it was serious in the fact that he wanted to date. Oh gosh, here goes the phone. He wanted to date me, and take me out of the world, and he was doing that perfectly good until his kids actually found out what I did, and the game changed. Then nothing was good enough, and I was never good enough. I was always just a sexual star, but. Yes, to sum it up, I think a lot of the people look at you as a total erection.
I could definitely see that. And I tell people all the time, Gina, relationships can either make you or break you, but the challenge is really figuring out how do you align yourself with someone who resonates with your spirit. And I think that's
right.
The key, someone who resonates with your spirit. But let me ask you, so do you tell someone immediately when you meet them? You tell them, like, when you meet them immediately, or do you find out whether or not you tell them immediately?
No, I get it out of the way, and because I was told by somebody else, you could have told me that a long time ago, and I said, I'll never hold anything back. So, in casual conversations, it'll come up, and I'll say, well, I just tell you straight off from the start what I do. And, this way they have an option to, yes, they want to get to know me, or they don't give a shit, or...
They don't give a care. How about we use that word? They don't give a hoot.
Oh, that's true. Excuse me. I forgot about that.
They don't give a hoot. How about we use that word?
Yeah, how about a hoot? Okay. there's been those, and I have a couple people that I really thought it would have worked out. It really did, and they just couldn't get over the hump or the fact of, and that's after they looked me up and found out what I've done, before that they were fine with it. But then the minute they start looking me up and seeing some of the work that I've done, or start putting the name with the face, and then they're going, oh well, maybe not. It's a really hard obstacle to overcome. But I believe if you do it later, it's going to be more hard because there's more feelings. If you do it right in the beginning, then they have an option.
Okay, so. So here's a formula that I use. I hope this will help you because, in your dating goals for 2020, maybe this can assist because of the formula that I use. I truly believe that there are stages to dating, Gina. I think that there are five stages to dating. One, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think the first one should be honesty for everything.
Okay, no, honesty is a character trait. But let me tell you what I'm not talking about attributes or character traits. I'm talking about stages to get to so that you can actually see what type of character traits a person really has. So when I say stages, I believe that the first stage as it relates to connecting with someone would be what I call the meet and greet stage. So Gina, in that meet and greet stage, that's sitting down with someone maybe over coffee and exploring interests, seeing if there is, commonalities, seeing if there's a connection, and seeing if there's chemistry. Because if there's no commonalities, chemistry, or connection, then it's not warranted that you need to go on a date with this person. Because let me explain something to you. Our biggest commodity is time. We don't have a lot of time to wait. So now at our stage in life and our age in life, we have to be careful about the time that we allot to anyone. So when we don't have when we discover that we don't have a lot of time to waste, we then deem that I cannot let somebody waste my time, nor can I waste my own time. So how about I become strategic as it relates to understanding if we're even going to get to the dating process. So now, in that meet and greet, that's stage one, meet and greet. Ask the questions, listen to him, see where he's coming from, let him ask you some questions, and then if it doesn't warrant you even bringing it out at that point, I'm not saying hold back, keep it back, but let the conversation dictate. See if it's going somewhere. If it's not going anywhere, then It's just a waste of time. Do you agree?
Oh, I definitely agree. But doesn't that also come with an attraction of the person?
Okay, so let's say there would be an initial attraction for you to even say, I'm willing to do a meet and greet.
Right.
If there's no initial traction, you're not going to even be willing to do a meet and greet, right? So there has to be an initial attraction initially for you to say, all right, I'm willing to do a meet and greet with this gentleman. So now, again, because I truly believe, contrary to what people will tell you, there are tons of people who would say they would never date a sex worker, but there are plenty of people who are in prestigious occupations, who have designer educations, that would love to date a Gina West. So, you know, the bull crap about, you know, I would never date. No, listen, let's get through all of that. That's why I'm saying you got to be strategic, Gina, in your dating goals now in 2020, saying, okay, maybe I should set this up like Reggie said, let's do a meet and greet first. A meet and greet is just, and a meet and greet can be one or two times. Don't be so quick to say, okay, let's go out on a date. Do the meet and greet one or two times. Find out as much information as you possibly can, because, Gina, if you are going in for a job, you have to, first of all, go for a job interview. They interview
exactly.
You, right?
That's true.
And they ask the main questions during the interviewing process to see if you are a fit for that job. If you're not a fit for that job, they don't call you back.
That's very true.
They may send out a letter and say, thank you for your time and consideration. We certainly appreciate you taking time out to come and to even want to come to the interview. We've decided to go into a different direction because we just didn't feel like you were a fit for the position. Doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you. In fact, we admonish you to continue your search. We know that there is a company out there that would be happy to have you as an employee. You know, they do things like that. We can do the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a fit. So it doesn't mean there's something wrong with this person. It's just not a fit. So even maybe send a text out and say, hey, listen, I certainly appreciate you taking time out. I enjoyed the conversation, but for me, it's not a fit. Hey,
I definitely don't have a problem doing that. In fact, I've heard a lot of people on a second, you know, after a date, I have done that. But getting to that one that you really want to connect with, that's where I'm having my issues. but hopefully this will work more.
Okay, so listen, if that's where you're having your issues is getting to the one, tonight we're going to work on these dating goals. Because I think you know what you want. You know what you're looking for. If you're having a problem getting to the one that you want, you know what you're looking for. So it's now.
Where do you find them?
I'm going to show you, being strategic, how to set it up. Hey, listen, you guys, you're listening to Reggie's Recess, where, ladies, I want to ask you, are you ready to find your twin flame? Listen,
yeah.
Ladies, do you want to learn how to find the right man who loves you in spirit? This is Reggie's Recess. My objective is to give you real talk about real relationship. You're listening to me on 87.9 FM. If you want to call in, please call 385-212-HEAT. 385-212-HEAT. If you want to call in, we'll be more than happy to fill those calls and to respond in a timely manner. My guest tonight is Gina West, and she's an adult video star. And so when we left off, we were talking about how she says getting to that place of possibly finding what she's looking for. So when we say, Gina, you said, where do I find them? First of all, let me ask you this. What is it that you're looking for?
Wow. Okay, I can sum it up in a couple words. I'm looking for a man that's secure with himself, to be seen with me. I'm also looking for a high class, you know, gentleman, old school, the one that holds the door still, one that takes that next step and, you know, pulls your chair out and, you know, graciously opens the car door for you.
Okay.
I'm looking for a true gentleman, but I'm also looking for somebody that doesn't have any inhibitions of where you want to go to eat, where you want to go, what do you want to do. If, you know, you're walking, if you want to go do something fun, go shopping, whatever. I just want somebody that's going to be so free-spirited to say, let's go here, let's go do this, let's just do anything you want.
So do you think your occupation would prevent or prohibit someone from having inhibitions or having the inhibitions because of the fact of what you do? Is that what you think? And they wouldn't want to go to certain restaurants and go to certain places to walk? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I think it attracts a certain type of man. Well, what I do, when I really don't go out looking. I really don't go out looking for the guys. Sorry, my phone was beeping. But I do know that I don't know where to start searching for. But when they come search for me and they want to see me and date me, then it's one of those that they're usually not exactly what I'm looking for as far as, you know, the type of man. I'd like an educated, successful man that also has a lot of time for me and enough money that he doesn't have to, you know, work hard. He would be able to spend more time with me.
Okay, so now I'm going to give you a key. Now, I'm going to give you two keys here. So, first of all, if I was to ask you the same question next week, could you quote this back to me verbatim, or do you or are we just pulling this out now? Because you got to.
I would definitely verbatimly say this because I've been looking for exactly that.
Okay, that's good.
It's hard to find somebody that
it's got to be embedded.
Yeah, it's hard to find somebody that I really want. I'm not going to settle for just anybody. Here's the thing. I've been alone for so long now that I take very good care of myself, and I, you know, there's certain things that I want and need, and I will do for myself. I don't want to have to settle for anything less than that. I've had a couple boyfriends that told me that, you know, I need to focus more on the relationship than I do getting my hair or nails done or looking good. And I'm
I think if a man tells you that to begin with, Gina, he's insecure, because a woman should focus on getting her hair. Because when a woman feels good about herself, when you look good, you feel like you look good. It's displayed in everything else because you feel good, right? So
you should
get your hair done. You should get your nails did. You should be able to feel good about being a woman and being yourself. And if a man tells you that, then he's probably not the right man for you, for him to make such a statement like that to you. And let me tell you this too, Gina. Let me tell you this, too, because this is very important. The things that you're asking for, here's what I believe. I really, really think that the secret to finding the one is being the one. Now, what does that mean?
Being what you say? Being exactly what you want?
Being exactly what you want, because the journey to love is not about finding the one. The journey to love is about becoming the one. Watch how this works.
Right.
Watch how this works. The secret to being loved is to love. The secret to being interesting is to be interested. The secret to having a friend is being a friend. So what am I saying? If you become what you want will come to you. That's called the law of attraction.
Wow. That says a lot. That does say a lot. I will say that. Because I basically have not been then.
Because a lot
the law of attraction, though, they're going, wait a minute, you're spinning your head, girl.
I'm helping you so far with your dating goals for 2020, because I know you know what you're looking for. That's not, but the dating goals, we got to start being, listen, we have to start being intentional and be very specific. Intentionality means you become it with intent, right?
Okay.
So
right.
There's intent behind, and it's purposeful. And so you have to be specific. Specific is allowing your words now to create your world. You use your words to now shape your world. Your words now become life. And so these life-giving words start to take form, and then the universe starts to shift and arrange and make things manifest on your behalf because you're intentional, you're specific, and you know what it is you want. Now, Gina, what about compromising? Do you think that a lot of people compromise when they get a certain age and feel like, okay, maybe I'll compromise because I just want to be with someone?
I can't say that I do that, but I do see a lot of my friends do that, and then they do compromise, mm-hmm. and then it doesn't work out for them and later. And then they start feeling regret or a little bit mad at themselves because, you know, they settled. I personally would rather be single than have to take under what I want. I want someone to sweeten up my fate, you know. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want the fairy tale? But I want someone that's going to be true to their, you know, if they want to tell me, hey, I want to take you here, here, here. They're true to it. They're going to take me there. They definitely plan it. And they want to do it. Not that that's really happened, but...
it hasn't happened yet. It's on the way. It hasn't happened yet because we're setting it up now. You know, we're changing the direction and the course of the mentality and the mindset so that this can happen. That's why dating goals are important, and that's why knowing what you want is so important. I have a question for you. This is something that I've always wanted to interview someone from the adult world, and so thank you for being my first person from the adult world that I'm able to interview.
Oh,
I always wanted to, but there's a question that there's a couple of questions that I always wanted to ask. First question is this. So if you found the one, could you be in a committed relationship? And before you answer this, hold on, let me tell you why I'm asking. Could you be in a committed relationship because you've been with, you know, several men, and so maybe the appetite, or could one man satisfy you?
Can I answer?
Yes.
Definitely. It would definitely... What you see in the movies is so different from what I really am or what some of these girls are. I mean, we all yearn for the same thing. It's just acting, and that's the way I look at my job. It's just a job. It has nothing to do with a needing for a whole bunch of different, you know, men. I was going to say something different, but...
thank you, Gina. Thank you for watching. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't need it to go that far. I mean, they portray you to be something that you're really, and I'm really not that person on film, but I'll tell you, when that camera turns on, I turn into that person, if that makes sense. I'm just like an ordinary, but I'm a very old school, ordinary woman that wants only to be loved and to have one individual. Now, it doesn't mean we can't get cray-cray once in a while, but
okay.
Together, though.
Okay.
But yes, like I would definitely be able to be in a committed relationship with one person, and be happy. It's just finding that one person that kind of believes it and takes it to that level. I was in one committed relationship after my son one time, and he ended up crushing me. He left me for a 67-year-old lady. And
Gina, you had a man that was with Gina West that left Gina West for a 67-year-old woman?
Before I turned into Gina West, okay, before I was Gina West, I was into the bodybuilding and fitness end, and I was big into that. Now, you know, the reason I became into the Gina West is because of how it happened, but yeah, he kind of crushed me. But I found out later in life he wasn't the right one, and it was for the right reasons, because his best friend was dying, and his wife, he begged his best friend to take care of his wife. He's like, I want you to take care of her when he's gone. And that rode on him. It rode on him for months and months and months and months, and he would not even talk to her or even answer the phone or nothing. And those two... Obviously, I think they always had an attraction for each other, even though they were many moons apart. But, you know, they were both into fitness, and, you know, it was just really strange how the whole thing worked out. But it crushed my heart to the point of he ended up sitting on the edge of the bed. This is how he broke it to me. He sat on the edge of the bed, and he started crying. And I'm like, what's going on? He says, we can't be together anymore. This is after making love, after being, I mean, just laughing, and it just came out of the blue. And I'm like, I thought he was messing with me, so I just get up and I go, I'm like, whatever, and I get it in the shower. And then he bawling on the side of the bed. And it just came out from nowhere. But it basically, after many years of not being with him and him leaving me like that, because I packed a bag and left and never saw him again. And I left my dog, I left my clothes, I left everything. And I just never saw him again. And that, it crushed me. It crushed me.
Okay, so now, that crushed you then. Now, and so...
Does it cross over? Sure, yeah.
I
know it does. Because I put a guard up on a lot of people. I just don't want to be hurt again, ever.
Most people, Gina, most people don't want to be hurt, and I get it. Most men are women, and particularly women, they don't want to be hurt. So it's hard for a woman to say, okay, I'm going to entrust this individual or this male with my heart. You know,
but this is many moons ago now, and I've been single for over 11 years, 12 years now, without opening that door, and I'm ready to open the door. I really am. I'm really ready. I don't know the first place where to go. I don't know the first step. I don't think of it as a dating app.
You got to listen to me. You got to listen to me. I get it. I totally get it. I need you to listen. Here's what I know. I know that a woman wants to be loved with an honest tongue. I know that a woman wants to be loved with a devoted heart. But I also know that a woman wants to be loved with exclusive eyes. Now, can all this happen? Sure. Can it happen for you? Absolutely. Because what you put out there is what you're going to get back. So now, I need you to catch that. That's so important. What you put out there is what you're going to get back. So now, we step back. We start writing some dating goals. You know? So, Gina, I'm going to give you an assignment. You're going to start writing some dating goals. Dating goals for Gina. You know, we already know what you want. You said you know what you're looking for. And so you're going to be very intentional and very, very specific as it relates to that. You're going to even write that down. You're going to write down, you know, let me just pause for a moment
I've
here.
I've got pen and paper.
Let me pause for a moment here. Let me pause for a moment here. Hey, you're listening to Reggie's Recess, where you get real talk about real relationships. And ladies, I just want to know, are you ready to find your twin flame? You're going to learn in these coming months how to find the right man who loves you in spirit. You're listening to Reggie's Recess on 87.9 Heat FM Charlotte. You want to call in, call 385-212-HEAT. 385-212-HEAT. And my guest tonight is none other than, I got Gina West. She's an adult video star. And we're just having a real conversation. It's real talk, real conversation. And she's very down to earth. I'm sure those of you listening now, you're probably saying, oh, my God, she's so down to earth. She's real down to earth. She's not cocky. She's not conceited. Listen how humble she is. And, Gina, I just want you to know your spirit is coming across very sweet. So you got a sweet spirit. And I think that would find – most men would find that attractive. So now,
in saying that,
people who have sweet spirits like that sometimes can be easily taken advantage of because men will find that attractive, but then they will also look at that as saying maybe that's weakness when it's really just meekness. So now, in your goals, you need to put down you want somebody who can appreciate your meekness and not try to take advantage of your meekness like it's a weakness. Okay.
Okay.
That's important.
Okay.
So now you're going to create deal breakers and deal makers. On one side of the paper, you have deal breakers. On another side of the paper, you have deal breakers. Don't do this just quickly. Take some time. Every time you think of something, write it down. I'm not saying do it in 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Take as much time as you need to figure it out. Deal breakers, deal makers. And then you want absolute non-negotiable. What are some things that you're just not willing to negotiate as it relates to a relationship? You got deal breakers, deal makers, but then you got non-negotiable. You're absolute non-negotiable. Okay? This is going to help you to formulate your goals for 2020 because you know what you're looking for. We got that. You already know. You want an old school gentleman who opens the door for you, who's classy, who treats you like a queen, who treats you like a princess, who respects you, who doesn't look down on you, who's not condescending, someone that makes you feel like the lady that you deserve to be treated as. I got that.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you're going to write that down on a piece of paper. And then you're going to go through that, and you're going to begin to ask yourself those serious questions. Listen, have conversations with yourself. And, you know, find out what it is that you like. And I want to ask you a question. You said okay. When the camera goes on, boom, you turn into this other person when the camera goes on, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's what you said. Okay, so now, When the camera turns off, who is Gina West?
Gina West is just Tony Bola. It's just the other person of me. And believe me, when the camera's off, I get dressed, clean up, get dressed, and I'm out the door. I'm very professional in my work. I don't hang out. I'm not one that just hangs out with everybody and then let them goo-goo-goggle over you. I'm there. I'm done. I'm out the door. And, you know, I have a day. I have a life. So that's me, though. A lot of other, I don't know. I've hung out one time for a couple parties after a shoot before. And to me, that was just the wrong thing to do. I think once you cross that line of mingling with, you know, other cast members or mingling with the producers and stuff, that's why I don't really go to the AVNs. I don't do anything like that because it's just not my lifestyle. It's not what I like to do. People look at what they see you on film, and they want to be that. They want that lifestyle. Me, I'd rather go home and curl up with a book or watch TV. I don't want to hang out with all these. I'm not gonna say they're bad. I'm not gonna say they're bad people. I'm just gonna say that they're just not my lifestyle. I have to say a richer lifestyle. I don't want a lot of sexual stuff around me.
Okay, so if you met the right gentleman,
yes,
and he politely packaged his request to you, and his request was, hey, Gina, I've been really, really thinking. I would love for you to consider not being in that world or having that occupation. What would you say, and how would you feel if a gentleman said that to you?
Well, considering that makes my living the way it is right now, I would definitely say I could do that. I really could, but it would have to supplement what I make. And I mean, you know, because here's my problem. I make good money at doing it. But there's going to be a time and date I have to be done. So maybe if they want to help find that out of what to do and supplement, I'd be willing to be 100% of theirs, 100%.
Okay, so here's something you're going to put on your list. See, I'm helping you create a list now. All
right. I am.
So here's something you're going to put on your list. What you're going to put on your list is, a true gentleman, in every search of the word, a true gentleman is going to come into your life to compliment you and not compete against you.
Right.
What I mean by that is complimenting means he's going to help to complement your lifestyle, which means he's going to be a teammate, a team player, and you guys are going to work together. And if he's asked you to do that, he's going to have a plan so that he can help you get out of it.
Right, that'd be awesome.
That's going to be a true gentleman that comes into your life. So now, one of the dating goals is you want someone who comes into your life who compliments you and not competes against you.
Because
I'm sure that this it's amazing. Like, when I think about this, I think about, wow, you know, guys. You know, when you date somebody, they want you to. I'm sure guys always want you to send them a selfie. Can you send me a selfie, please? They want you to send them a sexy selfie because this is Gina West, right?
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
They always want you to send me a selfie. You know, talk to me. They always want you to talk. You know, raunchy to them. I'm sure, right?
Yep. Well, you know, when it comes down to them wanting to date me, if they really want to date me, I won't have that. I want to be treated just as if, you know, they've met me off the street as nobody. That's the way I work, and I do hang up on a lot of people. But a true person, a true man, I don't think would even ask for that kind of stuff. Maybe after we're dating a few times, maybe then get into it, and then I'd be more apt to doing it.
Right, because you guys have established a rapport. I think that's important. So now let's go back to how we started early on. We're talking about those stages. So see, that first stage was the meet and greet. So now we would say the person that now is in your life, you guys have gotten past the meeting. You've met him out, and you for 2 to 3 times, just to see if there's commonality, just to see if there's a connection, and just to see if there's chemistry. Well, you've discovered there's no commonality, there's no connection, and there's no chemistry. So no, we don't only need to go any further. I don't waste your time. But now, if you find out there is commonality, there is chemistry, and there's a connection, then you can go to stage two. Stage two will now be you're going to go out on a date with this guy. Don't make the first phase a date. That's not. Stage two is now you're ready to go out on a date with this guy. You see, that's important.
You want to go out on a date
with this guy. And now, you know, what made you say you're ready to go out on a date? It warranted. Like, because you went through the process. You went through the stage of, you know, I met with him. We met for coffee. You know what I'm saying? We met for tea. You know, we met for maybe just a small bite, nothing major. And so I was able to ask the questions. Or, as we started off with it, I was able to interview him to see,
right,
you know, if it was even something that would warrant me wanting to go to that next stage of dating. Because, see, there's a progression when it comes to dating. You know, again, that's stage one. And I teach this all the time, is that meet and greet stage. Mm. You know, you gotta come across in that stage is, you know, not being ashamed to find out the information that you want to find out. It may take a couple of meetings to determine if you want to date this particular person. But what's needed here in that stage is to come across as someone who is interesting and fun to be with, and be yourself, because people put on these great presentations when they meet somebody early on, and they can't continue to stay that way. Be who you are, and then when you get to that next stage of okay, I want to date. I'm ready to go on a date. So in that process of the dating process, that's that stage two. That's that romantic stage, and let me tell you something. It usually lasts for 2 to 3 months, and it progresses like this. So that you can see it in your mind. The progress is like this. During this stage, the two of you want to spend a lot of time together, all right?
Yeah.
And so people often describe this stage as being physically attracted or infatuated with the other person. You guys have some attraction, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then because the two of you are having fun, you're really attracted to each other, you tend to overlook the cute idiosyncrasies of your partner so that you can focus on the strong attraction and the positive feeling. Don't overlook the idiosyncrasies. If there are some things that doesn't complement and it's turning out like you guys, it's competing against you and not complementing with you, then you might not want to look the other way. Oh, but he's so cute. I have a good. You might want to just focus and address that so that you can see if the commonality, the connection, and the chemistry is warrant going to the next stage, which is the stage three. Because I'm not saying that two people are going to be identical, because we're going to have differences. But now stage three is where your differences begin to come to surface, right? This is
right.
Where you see the struggle between his machismo and your marinismo. That marinismo is a Spanish word for machismo. We know what machismo means when it comes to a man. But this is where you see the struggle between that coming to surface. This is where each partner will decide for themselves whether to continue the relationship during this stage. You see, the relationship in this stage focuses on how the two of you work through disagreements, how you work through differences of opinions, and how you work through different ideas as well as different approaches to sex, different approaches to communication, and different approaches to commitment. You see,
right.
There are stages to this, and each stage becomes a progression. And during this different stage, which is stage three, this is also an opportunity for the both of you to learn how to use problem-solving skills. Because arguing in a relationship is not the problem. The problem arises when couples don't know how to use healthy skills to resolve the conflict. Is what I'm saying, does it make sense to you?
Yes. No, it makes a lot of sense. And if you would have taught this during school, I think there would be less divorces out there.
Well, we do have a high divorce rate, and you know, we got to start plunging into seeing what, you know, what we could do to affect that. That's why I say, Gina, your next move has to be your best move. If it's not your best move, it can't be your next move.
It's true. It's so true.
So stage three becomes this opportunity to build this deeper relationship with your partner as each of you recognize that you're loved and accepted just for being your true self. See, he accepts who you are. He accepts what you've come from, what you've come out of, what you do. Now you guys have a plan to launch into the future. You see, this is where the trust develops in the relationship, in this period.
That's true. Now, I do have a lot of problem with them trusting me for some cliche reason. It, you know, the cliche of the porn star, is she, am I going to be enough for her? You know, you're used to this, you're used to that. And that's hard to overcome with a lot of men, because then they won't address it, but they'll always think it in the back of their head, like, am I good enough for her? And then they'll want to make sure, so they kind of treat you a little bit different. Just testing. I guess I was told one time, just testing. And I never change. I never change. I don't care if I wake up on the wrong side of the bed. I'm still the same person every day. I get up, smile. If it's a bad day, I'm still smiling, but it's a bad day.
But
I don't
change. But can't you see why someone would have that level of maybe because of what you do? But now here's what you have. You just have to continue to give them that assurance that, you know, you are, you know, you're trustworthy. Your word is your bond. When you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. And so once
that's
you give them that reassurance, and they see that your action speaks louder than your words, and that your action actually lines up with what you say, then that'll all dissipate. That takes time. It comes over a period of time. It's not going to happen overnight.
Know,
so, you know, they're coming in with a preconceived notion already.
Yeah, but I have a difference of opinion when it does come down to the actual relationship and what is cheating, what is the true relationship. My opinion, and it's probably based upon my work, I don't believe that sex, I don't believe that having sex is cheating. I believe that you cheat from your heart. Because I will, here's my cliche, and this is why I think a lot of men, maybe they don't take me serious. My biggest thing is when you're cheating, you hurt someone's heart. That means you lied to them. You did something you said you weren't going to do. You fell in love with somebody else. You know, I don't believe that a sexual fling here or there for a man is cheating. And that's just, I think the church has made us believe that. I really do. I think that they made sex in the ring and the finger a one-on-one. And if you think about it, before the churches, there was the kings, and the kings had 6 and 7 wives. And, you know, men's testosterone is so much different. And I've learned a lot over the years through the films and the adult work and everything. And I don't believe that because you find somebody else attractive, you're cheating, you know, or if you happen to have a little escapade. You know, keep it to yourself. My thing is keep it to yourself.
Wow, really? Really?
Well, it's because I know the testosterone in men are so much different. Now, there is that, and I'm going to tell you, from my standpoint, there's that 2% of the ones that are just so committed, and they will not go outside the relationship. They, you know, what is called monogamy.
Okay, so hold on, Gina. Let me ask you a question. I hate to cut you off, but let me ask you a question. So you believe that going into a relationship, because according to you, a man has high testosterone, that almost is literally impossible for him to be committed to you?
I don't think that committed is. I feel commitment is different than a sexual outburst.
Okay. So then let me change that, what I said. So you believe that going into a situation from the onset that because he has a high level of testosterone, according to you, that it's okay for him to venture out in the relationship in terms of having sex with someone else?
Not,
just as it doesn't
not really per se that. I just, here's my thing. I really feel that some men need different, and it doesn't matter if you're in a marriage for how many years. It's just different. This is, and I've come across it by almost 99%.
So you believe that men need different, and you're okay with your man wanting to have something different?
Well, you know, you've got to keep place in the relationship too, because it's just like
why can't you, the two of you, do things different?
You know, and I have done that.
Why don't the objective and the goal be for you to constantly figure out, what can I do to be more creative than I were the last time, What can I do to be more adventurous and create something that is between the two of you? And I'm not saying what you're saying. I'm not saying what you're thinking or anything is wrong. I'm just giving you another way to look at it, because I feel like if you feel like that, then you're going to get that kind of man that's going to come into your world, and you may end up finding yourself in a situation where you already may be broke, heartbroken again based off of the fact that he feels like you gave him a green light to do it, so why not? You feel like that's what he's going to do anyway, so hey, why don't I just go do that? Because my girl already knows I have a high testosterone. She already knows this is how I feel, so why don't I just go do it? And then you're going to find yourself heartbroken again.
Well, you know, it's just from everything that I've been through, I think I keep an open mind of, in case it happens, I guess that's maybe my downfall.
Okay, so you want to put on your list a non-negotiable is, I don't want this to happen, and I'm going for a situation where it's not going to happen. That's a non-negotiable. But, I mean, if you're fine with it, I'm just trying to give you another angle to look at it so that your heart is so precious. You don't want somebody, when you entrust your, you give your heart to somebody, you don't even want to, you don't want to create a lead way for it to be broken. And I feel like if you feel like that, again, I just said you got this meek spirit. A man will take advantage of that meek spirit, and you're going to find yourself broken again.
Right. You're right, then. You're absolutely right. I just figured there was no real faithfulness out there.
That's so bull crap. I don't buy that. There's some really good men out here. You just have to trust the universe's system. Just trust that the universe is a master choreographer, and that the universe knows what you need. But see, you have to do the work in order for it to come to you, and I'm giving you the stages to do the work. If it doesn't happen or come like that, you know what I mean? You have to become it. When you become it, I'm telling you, it's going to come to you. It's not just going to happen overnight. And doing the work requires a lot of gut checks, self-assessment, talking to myself, you know, taking the time to be alone to myself, to speak to myself, to really look in the mirror and really be true to my own self, be true, to thine own self, be true, because the basis of all relationships is self.
That's listen, true.
You can't have a relationship without you, and that's the basis of our relationship. In fact, the only person that you have control over in any relationship is you.
Is you, exactly.
You can't make somebody do anything. That's what I'm saying. You have to go into a relationship whole. So when you go into a relationship whole, you're not going in half and looking for somebody to complete you, you're going to go in complete already. Make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense. Maybe I need to change my thinking process then.
I'm trying to tell you, you become so. You got to start working on these goals because you know what you're looking for, and that's important. This whole conversation was all about dating goals and do you know what you're looking for. You know what you're looking for. Now, I'm expecting the universe to bring it to you based off of you becoming it.
Okay. Well, that's my fault. I have not done that then. I have not fully committed to. Yeah. That's
hey, guys, you listen. You have to become it, and that's so important that you take this conversation that we are having, build on this conversation, play it back into your mind. Just keep listening. Play it back into your mind. I'm going to become your coach, Jesus. That's what it is. I'm going to become your coach.
I think that would be, that's what I want to. And then
you're listening, to Reggie's Recess on 87.9 Heat FM, Charlotte. You want to call in? Listen, we're finishing up. We're winding down. But if you want to call in, call 385-212-HEAT. And my guest, again, is Gina West. Gina West, you were saying something before. What were you saying when I talked about I'm going to become your coach? You were saying something. What was it?
Oh, you know, I would love that. And my other question for you, coach, I'm going to call you coach now. Where do you start? Where's the first, I mean, being single, I guess I don't go out. I never go out. I'm a loner, and I'm pretty much home inbound all the time.
Okay.
I don't know the first step. And, you know, I've hit my, you know, my prime age. I think I'm hit prime now. God, I don't want to say what that is. But no, there's nothing wrong with being 50 and beautiful and but single. So
yeah.
Where's the first step?
You're 50 and fabulous. That's what you are. You're 50 and
exactly.
fabulous.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I don't look 50 by no means, but or act it. But yeah, where do you find yourself going to find somebody?
Okay. Well, first of all, that order is out of order. You don't go
okay.
looking for him. You don't find him. I'm old school, like you said. Old school. I'm old school. Old school simply means you shouldn't find him. He should find you. But when he finds you, you should be one, ready. Two, know how to recognize, and three, know how to receive. Now that means you've done the work on Gina so that you can be ready, so you don't go in situations with a lot of extra, a lot of baggage. You've done the work. This is what I'm trying to tell you now. During this time, now you do the work on Gina. Have a relationship with you right now. Have the best relationship that you can have with you. Ask those serious questions. Write down your dating goals. You know, even write down, even though I said if I asked you next week, could you tell me what you wanted or what you're looking for, you said you could quote them verbatim, write them down.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do the work so that when the time is right and the universe deems that you are ready, the universe will send him. You just have to be ready, and you have to know how to recognize, and then you have to know how to receive.
Yeah,
now,
receive.
Now But there's two other R's that will nullify those first three if you don't work on those. You know, you can't go, which I don't think is going to be a problem with you because, of course, you said you've been single for a long time, but there are two other R's that people fall prey to. That's return dating. Return dating means you go back to somebody that you were with before that you knew when you were with them then meant you no good. So you don't go back to a situation that you know meant you no good because you've done all this work. Now you're going to go backwards? No, don't return dating.
I've never done that.
The other is a rebound dating. Rebound dating mm-hmm. is you just get somebody as a rebound because you're trying to get over somebody else.
No, and that's I don't think I've ever hit those two because I'd rather be alone than to have to,
okay.
number one, go back to somebody that was not good to me the first time. I never would do that, ever.
Okay.
I'm sorry. If you screw up once with me, then, you know, I don't mind being a friend to you. Maybe, but I never do go back. And I'm not a rebound person. I'd much rather, like I said, curl up with a book. And so my biggest part is getting out there and maybe even seeing what's out there or where the first step is. But
no, I would just say to you, don't try again, don't go looking. Don't go looking. The universe will send to you when you're ready. Don't go looking. You shouldn't find him. It's his job to find you. Because there's
okay.
an old proverb that says he who finds a wife finds a good thing. It's his job to find you. But when he finds you, it's your job to be ready, to know how to recognize, and to know how to receive.
That's okay. Okay. Okay, I can do this.
Okay.
I'm writing all
got
this
it?
Down. Definitely.
You got it, Gina?
I got it. I really do. So are you single?
Gina, I'm your coach. So I'm your coach. I'm going to be your coach. Listen, you have been an amazing guest tonight. I have so enjoyed our conversation. I hope that you have learned, some things tonight. We got your dating goals ready to go for 2020. You know what you're looking for. Now, listen, application and implementation. We're gonna apply these principles, and then we're going to implement them now to your life. And we're going to watch the universe do some amazing things. I'm going to bring you back, and you're going to be like, oh, my God, listen, he found me. Thank you, Reggie. I was ready. I knew how to recognize, and I knew how to receive. Listen, Gina, tell people how they can find you if they want to follow you on social media. If you want to give a social media, but how can people find you if they want to learn more about Gina West?
My Twitter would be at Gina West Adult. It's at Gina West Adult. It's changed many a times because it's hacked so many times, but now it's at Gina West Adult. Or you can, I set up a website that's kind of cool. It's not a website, but an email. It's in my website, but it's dategina west@gmail.com.
Date Gina West?
Uh huh. reggie's recess@gmail.com.
Hey, Gina, we should. Here's what we should do. Since you have that, you should run them through me and say, Reg, what do you think about this? What do you think about this one? Hey, Gina, well, okay, that's pretty cool. But I don't think you should. I think your focus should be on the things that we talked about tonight, so that when you find your Reg.
Things are going to be changing for me a lot. I've written down everything, and I'm going to use your principles. I really am. I can't wait when you do come back and we talk again. I would like to say, well, I had this spark happen and this little spark, or a couple people sparked my interest. Who knows? I mean, maybe it's going to be a full-on, I met somebody, but I'm more positive about them being out there now than I was before. Before, I just kept pushing everything out. You know, I think writing these down helps a lot.
Okay.
And my biggest thing is I didn't really realize really what I really wanted until we talked. So now that we've talked, I think I really have realized what I want, and I'm not going to settle for anything under that. I'm going to let it come to me.
There it is. See? And Gina, listen, I didn't even charge you for this one. You got this one free. You owe me lunch, Gina, whatever we can
do.
You owe me lunch, all right? Listen, you guys, it's been a plum pleasing pleasure to have you tonight on my show. Ladies, you're going to find that twin flame. You're going to learn how to find the right one who loves you in spirit. And again, I'm C. Reggie Rogers, number one relationship coach, and I'm the author of the book, Love at First Spirit. Love at First Spirit is all about helping you and assisting you, aiding you, and empowering you so that you see through the one to get to the one. If you haven't gotten your book yet, go to www.cReggieRogers.com, www.cReggieRogers, that's REGIRODGERS, cReggieRogers.com. Follow me, Instagram, CREGI, Rogers, C. Reggie Rogers. You follow me on Facebook at C. Reggie Rogers. I'll be back next week, same place, same time, same station. I got an amazing guest next week. You got to stay tuned. Marked out. And again, Gina, thank you so much for being my guest tonight. It's been fun. Listen, you guys have a great rest of the night and have a great remainder of the week. I'll be back next week. Bye.